This is Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig. My guest today is Robert Hooks, actor, etc., and my caller Manolo from South Texas. And I still have a dinner to give away. Apparently, you folks out there are really, really air shy. So here's what I'm going to do. Manolo is too far out of town to take advantage out of of the dinner, so I'm going to make two offers here. The first person to get on the air with me will get the $25 gift certificate to the Casa Olé at Northwest Freeway and 34th Street. The fifth person to call, whether they get on the air with me or not, will also get a gift certificate for dinner, and my producer Joel will take the necessary information from you. Okay, so we're back with Robert and Manolo. We were talking, I believe, about disinformation, obfuscation, manipulation of information, etc.
Indeed, we were. I think it's a great deal for your callers that, if they call in to get that free dinner. It sounds good to me.
It's a great restaurant. I love it.
Sounds good to me. But look, it's it may be the reason they're not calling is that they just simply agree with everything we're saying.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Well,
hey, we're right. What, you know, what can you say to it?
I think your call in Manolo, is it Manolo?
Yes.
Manolo made some very, very good points. You know, at least we got him to call in. So hopefully you'll get some more call-ins. But, no, I just think that what we're talking about, the things that we're talking about politically, are very, very important. And if people have other sides to talk about it, different points of view, they should feel free to call in.
I'll tell you something interesting. I know for a fact, from callers, from emails I've received, I know that I have conservatives out there that listen to this show. I'll even go so far as to say I have reasonable conservatives with whom I have disagreements, but we have had email exchanges that are really quite cordial and quite instructive, I feel. So I know that they're out there, and I would love for some of them to call. I would like to have that discussion.
Well, you know, some of my best friends are conservative. I don't necessarily agree with everything they say. Look, there's some wonderful conservatives out there, and I don't think they should get their noses pushed out of place because we're talking about conservatives and the way they're manipulating politics in this country. I think challenge me, call me.
And you know what? I meet a lot of conservatives in this city, it goes without saying. I meet plenty of liberals, too, but I meet a lot of conservatives. And, you know, a great many of them are decent, honest people with whom I simply have honest disagreements philosophically, politically, religiously, whatever. I've had a lot of discussions. Actually, I have been in at least 8,000 people's homes over the last 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
35 years. And,
right.
You know, it's been a real education to me in terms of the different directions people come from, the common ground that can be found. Unfortunately, the show, because I tend to be sort of a moderate liberal, I like to think of myself as, and the show has skewed more liberal because I haven't had conservatives calling to have that discussion with. And I'd like to have some.
Well, I think that they certainly listen to conservative radio, and I think if I have a bone to pick with conservatives, I would say it is that they don't listen to liberal radio, or they don't watch anything but Fox. And so, if you just are constantly deluged by these, I think not so truthful points of view as it relates to politics, then you're going to just be stuck being a conservative, listening to it's preaching to the choir or that echo chamber that people are. Well, I would say to the conservative listener or viewer to go over and listen to the other side, and then compare what the liberal are saying, what the liberals are saying, as compared to what the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks and those people are saying. Because then you'll get a better picture of what is happening in this world of ours. But if you just stick to one, well, you know, I don't like the fact that there's a black president in the White House, and I didn't know we would get into this, but let me just speak my mind on it. There's a black president in the White House, and a lot of conservatives just don't like that fact. So they're not going to call in and say that because they can think it, but they don't want to say it. And that's just one aspect of the conservative point of view. I'm not saying all conservatives believe that. As a matter of fact, I know they don't.
I have to insert here. I haven't talked about it on the air. At some point, I was probably going to get to it, but you've given me kind of an opening. I really, if you had asked me in 2000 how we were doing in race relations in this country, I would have been much more optimistic in some ways than I am now. You know, if you go to a movie theater on a Saturday night or a Friday night and you look at the crowd in Houston, the crowds are so mixed. And I don't mean that the crowds are mixed, but the couples are mixed. The right. groups of kids are mixed.
Right.
I mean, to a lot of people, it's obvious it doesn't matter.
Right.
And I have found that very, very encouraging. And it's still the case. The thing that I find disturbing is that when you talk about conservative media, I actually feel there has been like this creeping tendency to try very, very subtly racist or sectarian comments. And it's like when that isn't challenged, it gets a little more. And when that isn't challenged, it gets a little more. And I feel like over the last 10 years, it's become increasingly blatant. It's like there are things that a lot of conservative commentators say now that 10 years ago they never would have dreamed of saying, implying, or suggesting. And I compare it to the frog in the pot. Have you ever heard that one?
Oh, yeah.
Where if you put a frog in a pot of cold water,
right.
and you turn the temperature really, really low, so the water heats up really, really slowly, the frog will cook to death before he realizes.
Yeah, he gets comfortable, and all of a sudden he doesn't realize it's too late. He's cooked.
Exactly. And I feel like that's where not the discussion of race, but the reference to race has gone in a lot of right-wing media that they...
Mike, let me say this. I remember before Eric Holder, who is the Attorney General, I remember even before he took office, he made a remark, and he caught all kinds of flack for making that remark, that there are cowards in America that don't want to talk about race.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't want to talk about race. But what is happening now is that it's, you know, with all of the racial things that are happening, and I think it's good because I think we need the conversation. It is the most important conversation to have in America, because back as far as W.E.B. Du Bois back at the turn of the century, who said that the most important problem that America has is race.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. That's what I wanted to say. And it's nice that the conversation is now surfacing, and we can talk about it more and more. And after a while, we realize that we've talked about it enough, and we don't have a problem with it.
Manolo, I think you're still on.
Yes, I am, Mike. And I did have a comment or something to add, is that a lot of people certainly have, and I agree with Robert Hooks, that don't like the fact that there's a black president in the White House.
Wow, and that's a context, isn't it?
Yes. Well. And for a long time, the conservative talk show host, Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and so on, didn't know how to approach it. So they went the reverse to accuse President Obama of being a racist.
Exactly.
Being against white people.
And that's that reverse psychology that they've been using. And you're absolutely right, Manolo. You're absolutely right. They now have turned it around. And, we heard Glenn Beck say that the president was a racist. I mean, the president's mother is white. Where does that come from?
You know, I realize that this is a racist era expression, but I think it applies here. It is the pot calling the kettle black.
Yes. Exactly. To coin a phrase.
Yeah. You know, Glenn Beck.
Oh,
how far over the edge is this guy going?
He's all the way over the edge. And what he's done is he's making so much money being over the edge that he's not smart enough to realize that he should be more informed about what's happening in this country politically. He's taken his success financially into another realm where he just doesn't care anymore whether he's accurate in what he says, and because he's got this audience that he's talking to.
$33 million a year. How much can accuracy matter?
I mean, and this man, $33 million a year he makes,
yep,
to spew the kind of opinions, if you can call them opinions. I don't.
Hate,
call
lies, distortions.
Misinformation.
Yep.
Mike,
Yes.
If I could add here about Glenn Beck, you know, what gall, you know, what underhanded crazy thinking that he wants to put on a march in Washington, D.C. You know where I'm talking about. It's
yeah,
at Lincoln
yeah.
Center, and it's going to be on the anniversary of I Have a Dream speech,
yeah.
Martin Luther King, and he's got it and titled it I Have a Scheme.
Yeah. And he does have a scheme, Manolo. He does have a scheme. And I want to tell you, there'll be a lot of people there opposing that march of his, that rally of his, or whatever you call it. But what an insult. You're absolutely right. What an insult and what gall to use Martin Luther King's birthday or the anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech to come over to Washington and to get in that, what I think is hallowed ground at that point, and spew this ugliness about mainly about Democrats and about where Democrats are taking the country in his mind. It's really sick.
Well, we are going to be going out to break here. You're listening to Think Wing Radio with Mike Koenig on Talk 650 and Talk 6 and 650Houston.com. Call-in number is 713-9650-650. You can also write to me while I'm on the air at thinkwingradio@msn.com. We'll be right back.